Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour bonus episode edition. How are you, Mom?
I'm doing wonderfully, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. It is the weekend. You know, I love the weekend, so I'm happy about that. And just looking forward to grilling and going out to eat, having a good time with family.
Yeah, and so am I. Looking forward to this unofficial end of summer holiday weekend and probably the last cookout of the summer season. And so I'm looking forward to it as well. All right, sweetie, so what's going on?
Oh, we forgot to tell everybody about the baseball game. We haven't really spoken to everybody about that.
It was
really nice. We went to a Texas Rangers game. It was actually the Rangers versus the Houston Astros.
Listen, that stadium, that whole venue was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
They just had everything there. Oh, it was beautiful.
You can have a party there and not even watch the game.
I'm telling you, so many people, so many places to eat, so many things to do. Oh, wonderful customer service, just everything. I loved it. I had a fabulous time. It's out in Arlington. What was the name of the stadium?
I don't remember the name of the stadium.
It was a
Texas Rangers new stadium.
It is so gorgeous. Everything you could think of. It's a wonderful experience just to go out there. Forget about the game. The game is like a bonus.
Yeah, it's just pretty far out. But It's not the Choctaw Stadium. That's the old one. It's a nice stadium and we had a really good time.
So huge, beautiful place.
And someone spilled their drink on me and got me another drink.
Yeah, someone accidentally spilled their drink on me.
And they were so nice.
Peju and they went and replaced her drink. Now, mind you, she did not spill her own drink.
I did not spill
which
my
was
drink.
A very expensive mixed cocktail. They went and brought her a whole brand new drink.
Yeah, it was a margarita.
And they brought two drinks.
They
brought one for Kyle as well. They were so sweet. And shout out to that couple. We don't remember their names, but they were so sweet.
I don't think they told us, but
yeah.
All right, so let's let everybody know what we're sipping on. So we are sipping on my tequila with friends. We are going to we just interviewed them and you're going to hear their interview in a couple of weeks, guys. So
okay. Tequila with friends, TWF.
Mm-hmm.
Here's to health, wealth, long life, prosperity, and happiness.
And happiness.
Salud.
So that's Tequila with Friends, guys. TequilaWithFriends.com. You can find it. Delicious. Yes, delicious, especially for tequila. All right. So we talked about Serena. We've been talking about her. She deserves her flowers and much more. She's still going on strong. Good luck. By the time you hear this podcast, she will be playing in the third round. You know, she's just excellent. She's the GOAT. We love Serena. That's all I have to say. She beat the number two seed. Positive vibes. She doesn't have anything left to prove. Ma?
And we don't have too much more left to say at this time about Serena. Okay. We'll keep it moving. We won't even entertain Venus. That's a whole nother story.
Okay.
But we love you, ladies, for all you have done and all you continue to do. Okay.
All right. Well, and some other news on a much different note, Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears are in the news for some very serious accusations. So according to the Daily Beast, a 22-year-old by the name of, she's going by Jane Doe, and a 14 or 15-year-old brother, John, and they are claiming on two separate incidents that Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears did some inappropriate things. Tiffany Haddish is said to have met Jane and John Doe's mother through the comedy circuit, and Haddish developed a friendly relationship with the children. However, in the summer of 2013, when Jane was 14 years old, she attended a comedy camp where Haddish was a guest speaker, and the actress allegedly told the girl that she found the perfect role for her in a commercial, although What said about the commercial wasn't immediately revealed. Instead, Haddish and Ari Spears allegedly had Jane watch a clip of a group of co-eds. They were arguing over a Subway sandwich, but this led to the individuals in the clip moaning and making sexual noises as they both ate the sandwich in a manner that simulated the act of fellatio. That's one of them. And then another lawsuit says that Ari Spears mimic what had the girl mimic what she had seen on the screen, including the noises precisely like what she'd heard throughout the video. And Tiffany Haddish verbally explained what was expected of the girl, who was physically, emotionally, and mentally uncomfortable while hearing these instructions. And James' attempts to mimic these actions came off as super uncomfortable, and Haddish allegedly just paid her $100 and sent the girl home and didn't tell her mother what happened at the time. So there's a lot more to the story. I'm not going to go into too many details, except the video actually came to light, called Through a Pedophile's Eyes. And it was shared on Funny a Die and other websites. And the children were separated during the shoot, which took place at Ari Spears' home. And John's portion of the shoot saw him spending most of it in his underwear in front of Spears, who, among other things, allegedly put baby oil on the kid's back. So these are very serious allegations. I don't know what your thoughts are.
My thoughts are, I hope it's not true. I hope it's not true.
It's a lot of information, and I hope it's not true as well.
I don't even want to delve any further into that, because if it is, that's one road you don't want to go down. If in fact any part of that is true, it's a problem. It's a problem. If they were doing anything sexual or sexualized with underage minors, of course, that's a redundancy, but if they were doing anything sexualized with minors, it is inappropriate. And most often, in most places, depending upon the age, illegal.
Well, they were
So I
7 and
hope.
14, so it was probably illegal for
Illegal
both.
everywhere. Yeah, right. And that's absolutely true. I hope that is wrong. I hope that, I mean, I understand they're artists and so on and so forth, but I hope that they didn't feel that they had a license to break the law at the ex at, you know, at all in an attempt to get some jokes or whatever it was supposed to be. I don't know. I hope not. I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about it, because not only was it in poor taste, it was foolish, it was profane, it was vile. I hope they did not do that.
Yeah, like I said, we don't know everything. We hope that this isn't true.
We don't know anything.
I'm, a fan of Tiffany Haddish. Ari Spears, not so much. So I'm hoping that whatever the case, that this isn't true. And we'll find out,
Would you
in
say
the
what year,
next
2013?
2013.
I hope even in 2013, at 9 years ago, they were both full adults, and that's Tiffany and Ari Spears. I
Correct.
mean, and I just would like to think that they had better sense and better judgment than to do that. I don't want to go any
And
further.
supposedly Funny or Die took it down.
Yeah.
So
So
we'll just
we shall
like right
see.
away when
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
footage was released.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. So let's just see. Let's just see how that goes, because that would be a total violation, and that's crossing the line. So let's just hope not.
On a lighter note, and I don't know, it's a lighter note, but it's still a little serious.
Yeah.
Your friend Kanye West has lashed out at Kris Jenner over her parenting skills. So he said on
At,
Thursday, Kris Jenner.
oh, Kris Jenner.
Yes, he said
Okay.
on Thursday, September 1st, on Instagram, "Don't let Chris make you do Playboy like she made Kylie and Kim do."
Oh, you mean Big Pimpin', Chris? Oh, okay. I get them mixed up with so many of them, I forget who they are.
And apparently Kim shared, not Kim, Kanye shared the text messages that he sent to Kim, in which Kim responded to him that Chris said, "Tell him to please stop mentioning my name. I'm almost 67 years old and I don't always feel great, and this stresses me to no end." And Kanye said, "Y'all don't have so-so over my black children and where they go to school. They will not do Playboy and sex tapes. Tell your Clinton friends to come get me. I'm here." So,
I don't I now see this where he went crazy.
and this apparently, he wants his kids to go to the Donde West school, and I don't think the Kim and I don't know about Chris want the children to go to the Donde West
I'm
Academy.
not going to address that. What I am going to address is that I feel that he has an absolute right, and he has grounds to say that he doesn't want his kids to do Playboy and other highly sexualized stuff, because some of her children have gone down that road. In fact, their mother is the queen of it. So I think he is right to voice his concern about that. And it doesn't matter. What does Kris Jenner mean? She's 67. What would that do to the children? She's made it to 67, and she pr apparently has no qualms or scruples about doing that kind of thing, because she's done it before. And she has that history. We don't have to question if she would do it. We know that she will. And their own mother doesn't seem to have any issues or qualms about doing that same kind of thing.
Is this stuff that he should post on social media?
Okay, well, that was not the question. The question was about what he said, the content of what he said. That aspect of what he said, I think, is absolutely legitimate and justified, it as if he needs some justification. I think that's totally appropriate for what he said. Posting it on anything, let me tell you something. Normally, I would say absolutely not, because it's a family matter. But you know what? Maybe she needs to be publicly shamed to as some assurance that she won't do it. You got me? I don't know about that one. You can argue whatever you wanna, but
Do
I can
you think
see a
that they're ever,
strategy for
do you
that.
think that they're ever publicly
I don't
shamed?
know. She just said she's 67 and she doesn't always feel good. I mean, she's feigning that she, has some issues about it. So good. So in this case, I'm not sure that's a bad thing, because the stakes are so high. What he's trying to, he's trying to be preemptive and proactive, and it might be effective. It might be a good strategy.
I don't know. I just don't think you should
In
put that out.
general,
And
it is not. In general, no.
then of course
But for
he
this
attacked
case,
Pete
no.
Davidson and talked about referenced the
Okay.
tattoos
Okay.
and the
Now he's
trauma.
going, they're unrelated. Now he's going to the left.
Well, I'm just talking about what he's
Yeah.
posted on
Well, what
Instagram.
is he talking about? Your Clinton friends? It's crazy. Get out
Well,
of
that's
here.
ridiculous.
That's where he starts to not be lucid anymore.
He said it's
You
not up to
know.
Hulu or Calabasas where his kids go, and he went into all that stuff. And
Yeah.
he refers to his, we understand that his children are black or and biracial, but
Right.
he always makes that a point. My black children, my black
But
children,
they're also half
they're
white.
also half
They're
white.
also half white.
That's
And
right.
if it was so important for him to have black children, then why did he have them with a white woman?
Right.
So she has just the same right as he does,
Right.
as far as that's concerned. But I do share his concern about the mother pimping out, about the grandmother pimping out the kids, and the mother too. I don't know that the mother has, any reservations about doing it either.
Well, all of these things he knew when he
When he married
married
her.
him. And so to
Well,
me, that's a private conversation. However, he feels we don't need to know what's going on with him and his children because he knew Kim.
Yeah, but that's to be
Millions
said of
of
every,
people knew
well,
her.
listen, but that's to be said of everything they do.
Yeah.
And if not for the fact that it was done in a public forum, we wouldn't be having this discussion. So this is what it's meant to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't
Yeah.
argue with you there. Well,
Yeah.
just
Well, we
let's
agree.
just
Yeah.
hope that the children will be okay. Everybody else involved in this
Absolutely.
situation is good and grown.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so we're gonna switch to out of pocket or on the money.
Okay.
And so this one comes from Vivica Fox. So Vivica Fox had some comments on her podcast with about Nick Cannon, and she said, you know, about him having, this is announcing his 10th child. I don't like it. Y'all can be like, it's because he got money, this, that, and the third. But the foundation of Black families, especially a strong father figure, is needed. This isn't a good representation of it, in my opinion. And she added, children deserve a father figure, especially young boys. They need positive father figures, especially African American. She said, fatherhood deserves responsibility, accountability, and children need that in their lives. Out of pocket or on the money?
Oh, dead on the money, spot on the money, and kudos to you, bravo to you, Vivica A, for saying that. I'm proud of you for being the woman to say that, to have the insight and the vision and the honesty and the courage to say that. 1,000% on the money.
Okay, I think it's on the money. I think she said what a lot of people around him aren't really saying, or maybe they are saying, but I think a
Well,
lot
he's not listening to it.
he's not listening. Obviously there's something going on with Nick Cannon that we don't know, you know, as far as his health, mental health, number one, and you know, maybe physical. So I hope that he's okay, but it is not cool. I don't care what anyone says, to just keep having children in multiple homes. That is not good. That is not a
Well,
good
we
look.
know he is not in good mental health. That we know for sure. And because we see the physical manifestations of it all the time.
I mean, either way, it's just very sad. So, once again, my heart goes out to the children, and I hope that they are okay. All right. Another person who is one of your favorites. This person is one of your favorites, 50 Cent.
Yes, he is.
Has banned Trey Songz from his Tycoon Weekend for acting crazy. So he went on Instagram,
He who 50?
50 went on
Okay.
Instagram and said that Trey Songz would no longer be allowed to attend Tycoon Weekend due to behavior at previous events.
Okay.
So he crashed some events. He was acting crazy. He wanted to fight over some girls and he broke up some stuff. And 50 was just like, come on, man, shaking my head. Now, Trey Songz has been involved in a lot of legal matters, Ma, for sexual assault, for rape over the past few years. So
Okay.
he is, you know, somebody that also needs
Persona
help.
non grata.
Okay.
Persona non grata.
Okay. So,
Unwelcome, unwanted.
yes.
Yes.
So, with that being said, out of pocket or on the money?
On the money. On super on the money. Let me tell you, baby, I don't care who you are. When you step into my place, you act accordingly, or else you will be dealt with. Okay? If it's an issue of that caliber, baby. You better hope your security is tougher than mine, because if you come into my venue with that nonsense, you will be dealt with. You will be uninvited and escorted out.
Yeah, I don't really know.
You are jeopardizing everybody's safety.
Listen, if 50 Cent said that, then you know something is
Right.
really wrong.
Then you know he didn't just get high and tell some funny little dirty jokes. You know he was showing his arse. Whole gristle if he was at 50s and getting escorted out.
Yeah, something was
Right.
not good.
On the money, and I'm proud of you, 50, for having standards and having class about it.
I don't know a lot about Trey Songz, but the things that I've heard are not good. And I remember that Keke Palmer was on the Breakfast Club several years ago, and she brought up how he made her feel uncomfortable,
Yes,
how
I recall you mentioning
he was
that.
recording her and she
I
didn't
recall
want to
it.
be, you know, and they, you know,
No.
so he has that reputation. And
Well, I said,
obviously
well, apparently he's earned it.
there's some allegations against him. So 50, I don't
All
blame him.
right. That's it. Shout out to you, 50. That's
Okay, so
right.
I
Bravo to
also
you,
agree that
50.
was on the money.
On the money.
Okay, and finally, out of pocket or on the money, I don't know how you feel about this person. I think you're okay with him, Ma.
Okay, well, let's just see.
So, you know,
DiCaprio?
Leonardo
The
DiCaprio,
Leo? Okay.
the Leo,
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio,
Okay.
has broken up with his girlfriend of 4 years. She's 25 years old, and they started dating when she was all of 21 years old. So
Okay,
apparently,
so that's good. Everybody's
they
grown.
started this whole thing on Reddit
Okay, what
that
whole thing?
Leo breaks up with women once they reach the age of 25, that they're
All
too
right,
old.
that's good.
So
Yeah,
Twitter
because they
has
start
been
to have
roasting
some,
him.
oh, because they saw he at that age, they start to have some sense and some awareness, and he can't handle that kind of scrutiny, you
Do
know.
you think it's out of pocket or on the money for Twitter to pretty much roast him? Here's the best one that I've seen. The girl Leonardo DiCaprio will dump when he is 72 was born today. Do you think that that was out of pocket or on the money?
What was out of pocket? What her comment?
Yes,
The
that
comment.
comment.
Okay, now I'm going to say it was out of pocket.
Okay, why?
The reason I'm going to say it was out of pocket is because, well, that's his business. So what? He can date any age he wants.
He can.
What's the problem? It's not illegal. All those individuals are in there. If you tell me that she's 14 or
No.
something, then I'm gonna say, wait a minute. Now, Leo, you're out of pocket. But
Okay.
he can date any adult that he wants
That
to.
is true.
So
Do
what?
you not think
Now,
it's odd?
maybe mentally, some people think age ain't nothing but a number. Gone down ain't nothing but a thing. You
Okay.
know, so you know, some people think like that. So that's all right. If he wants to date, I mean, we know it doesn't seem like he's very serious.
I'm not singing that song.
Well,
That's a bad song to sing.
okay. R.I.P. Aaliyah. R.I.P.
Yes, and
R.I.P. L.
somebody.
Aaliyah. Okay, no, but don't take it there because it's not intended like that. You know that.
Well, I'm
So
just putting it out.
R.I.P. R.I.P. L. Okay, rest in love, rest in peace, Aaliyah. But as far as Leo, the choosing these young people, it just seems as if he likes them young and he's not really serious. And then even when he does get serious, maybe he just, wants to have a young wife. Maybe he has an
What?
issue or girlfriend or whatever. If he decides to get married, maybe
Do you
he's
think he'll
just
get
dealing with,
married?
I don't know. I'm not even going there. If he does, it'll be somebody between the ages of 21 and 24. So, I mean, I don't know.
Or 18. He
Oh,
did date
well.
Giselle when
Oh,
she was
well,
18.
okay. So, I don't know. I don't know. A lot of people thought that George Clooney would never get married. Not again. Again. A lot of people thought Gloria Steinem would never get married. And she was 60 when she got married because her husband needed the health insurance. Whatever. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Listen, do I think it's immature? Yes. Does he, appear to be not very serious about his
He's keeping
relationships?
it.
Yeah, so what, right, maybe he's going for eternal youth. Maybe he's a Dorian Gray. I'm not really sure what's going on with it, but it is not illegal. And so he has the right to do it. So I think she's out of pocket to speak on it. I think that's on her. We have yet to identify and talk about, the women. And I can only think of one woman who, no matter how old she gets, her man is at least 25, 30 years younger. And that would be
Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon. Okay. And
Yeah.
guess what? Good for her. I don't have a problem with it. Good for her. So,
Hallie dates younger men, not that much younger, but
well,
she
because
dates younger men.
she's not that old yet, so but
Yeah.
and good, and it's a good look on you too, Hallie. It's a good look. That's
Okay.
right.
All
So
right.
no, I have no problem with that. Just keep them legal, okay? Keep them legal, and we are good.
Listen, I think it's like funny. Like you said, if it's not illegal, it's not a big deal, but it just makes Leo
It's
look like
just,
he's not serious.
well,
That's
of
all. I
course.
mean, and
And
that's just
guess
kind of
what? And guess what? We have
he
no reason to believe that he is.
that's true. He probably
Okay.
isn't.
Okay.
All right, so in the news, we have a teacher is in the news. So a Kansas teacher who argued she had a religious belief that prevented her from calling transgender or non-binary students by their preferred names and pronouns, reached a $95,000 settlement with school district officials because they felt that, it's her religious belief and she would be violating her religion by calling said person whatever pronoun they preferred. So what are your thoughts on this, Ma?
I don't know. I can't. To me, that's too convoluted to even try to discern. What religious belief is it that tells you to disrespect people by not calling them the name that they prefer to be called?
Well, they didn't go into her religion.
I
They said she
understand
was a
that.
math teacher and she was suspended,
I
so.
understand that. But what I'm saying to you is, under what theory are you not disrespecting people when you don't call them the name that they have expressed to you they chose to be called? Okay, what if I decide what I'm going to call every person as opposed to what they tell me their name or title is?
Okay.
Every person we meet, think about it, very basic. Every person we meet says, my name is Naomi, my name is Peju. Well, you know what? My religious beliefs tells me not to call you Peju. I think I'll call you Henry.
Name.
And if the school tries to make me, I'm going to sue them. Okay?
Yeah.
No. And then in terms of what do I know about your genitalia? What do I know about your psyche? What do I know about that? I call you what you tell me is your name. And you tell me how you want me to refer to you. Otherwise, I'm disrespecting you. What if somebody said to her, my religious beliefs tells me to call you a bitch? You seem like bitch to me. That fits you.
Well,
I'm a Wiccan. I don't want to say Wiccan, call out any religion. I'm a Buddha, 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 Buddha.
oh,
Okay, religion.
wow.
Okay, no. That's my religion because I said it is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a Buddha, 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 Buddha. And my religion tells me to call you a skanky hoe. My religion says a person that looks like you is an undercover whore. You're a whore. Okay? My religion tells me to call you that. And that's what I see. And that's all I can call you. Think about how ridiculous you can go with this.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you. I don't want to call out any specific religion because,
No.
we want to be respectful of all
That's
religions.
the idea,
I think
respecting everyone.
that should be like a cornerstone of all religion,
And
is
it is,
respecting
and
people's
it
beliefs
is, and it is,
and leaving people the hell
and
alone.
it is. And like I said, this whole thing is so convoluted. It's not what I think or what I prefer or what I'd like to see you do or what I think you should do. It's about me just acknowledging and respecting what you tell me that it is.
Yeah, I
There is
agree.
a basic principle. Hi, my name is Naomi. No, it's not. My religion says don't use that name, Naomi. My religion says call you a slut. My religion says, you look like a slut to me. My religion says call you slut. And if I don't call you slut, I'm not being honest to my religion. You
Yeah,
know, give
it's
me 95,000 school. This look like a little slut over here.
yeah, and
You know,
it was a
I mean, it's
settlement. They're
ridiculous.
coming for more,
Well,
so
I
yeah.
guess it was just cheaper for them to get out of it. That
Yeah.
doesn't mean that they necessarily agreed with it, but it's setting a bad precedent.
Oh, for
Okay,
sure.
because here come Tom, Dick, and Harry to, with some more stuff. And I guarantee that's not the end of that. They
Oh,
opened Pandora's box with that one.
yeah, I don't
You
like
know,
that. I
that should have been a fight, but they just wasn't up for the fight.
don't want to
Yeah,
do it.
they should have took that to the to they should have fought that. That's ridiculous
Well, you got
because
to be
the
careful because who, where is it going? Where is
well
it going up?
well
Because
they
it will.
already well the perception is that the person already won. It's already the negative
Yeah.
perception. So, you know.
No, I'm just wondering because the further it goes up, if the Supreme, you know
And
how the Supreme Court is, they might have got the 95 billion
well
if it
you
was
know
up to the Supreme
but you
Court,
know what?
unfortunately.
But to me, this encourages people to push it on down the road.
Yeah.
You
No,
know.
I agree. I listen, I think that people should respect people's religious belief, but I also think you should respect people's
I don't
personal beliefs.
I think that
So,
even I don't think that it would even go that far in the courts because I think you'd run into too many roadblocks. You run into a whole lot of roadblocks now because that's open to everybody. That's not just a segment of society. That's open to a whole
well,
lot,
they chose
like
to step
almost
over to
everyone.
take it to court.
I
So,
don't think that was I don't think that was the move, but maybe that's all they could do. I don't know. I don't know. But I think that was that I think that was going down the wrong road.
and finally, I saw this other, these are all news updates, guys. I saw this in the Bloomberg publication, and they talked about I don't know if you can believe this or not, but women who stay single and don't have kids are getting richer than women who have children. Could you believe that?
Yeah, you know what
Especially
you
the
know what I
single
think?
mothers.
Guess what? You know what I think? I think those women with children, I think they share some of their money with those kids.
Could you believe
I think they share a little of their money with those kids.
that? Why is
Jesus
that news
Christ.
and article?
Jesus Christ.
Like,
So well, you know what? I guess they're supposed to incentivize women to not have children. Yeah, because they can keep their money.
and my it was like
Wow.
and it was like under 10% difference. I'm
That's
like, what
funny.
doesn't even
That's
make
funny.
any sense?
Yeah,
So
that's hysterical.
too hysterical. So let's get into our reality show, our one reality show for the week, guys.
Okay.
Married at First Sight. And we can make this quick because there's not really too many updates. Miguel and Lindy. I do not see this couple lasting. Lindy seems to be unreasonable, and Miguel is not about to deal with her unreasonableness.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
I'm with you. Miguel is not having it, and Lindy is squawking and carrying on. And then she's talking about she's a PhD. I just want Lindy to go get her own insurance.
Go get your
Okay.
insurance, yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'm just being, harping on this, but it bothers me. She's an educated, so she says, independent woman and now all these other things. Go on and get your own insurance and never mind getting mad with him about health insurance because, baby, you got a lot more issues with that man. You have a whole lot more
Yes.
issues with him than worrying about health insurance.
Like, I have health insurance in a few weeks. So you
Man,
need to stop if you're worried about
you
getting
got
from
that
him.
right. You got that
So
right. There's no stability there. And I don't know why you're wasting your breath. You need to go find out about Obamacare. Okay? All right.
So Ben and Morgan. Oh, this is just like a disaster waiting to happen. It's nothing good from this relationship at all. Nothing good, nothing good.
But did you see how sweet Ben was with making the Korean barbecue dinner
It looks
and just
delicious.
all that? It did look
It
good.
looks
And it
good.
was so romantic. And Ben, he shared about his own life and how he was a disappointment to his community because he wasn't a doctor or this or that. And was he good enough? And I just thought he was just really very open. And they did share that very warm and tender moment.
But you see what's going
Now
to happen next week.
after that, here comes hell breaking loose. Okay.
Ben has been talking behind my back, talking bad about
Well,
me
she knows
this week.
that Ben has a need to share because apparently he doesn't share everything with her. Ben goes and he likes to talk to Justin because Justin is a kind of good guy and Justin will listen. He and Justin have become close friends. So he goes and he does share things with Justin. Here's the problem. Justin goes back and tells Alexis.
Alexis
And
is
Alexis is mouth almighty.
not 100% sold on Justin.
Right. And
So,
yeah, and Alexis is not necessarily team Justin, which, like she should be. But even if she is going more toward becoming team Justin, which I'm not saying that, but I'm saying even if she is, Alexis likes to get her drink on. Okay. Alexis will get drunk in a minute.
let's move on to Alexis and Justin since you started talking about
Okay.
them.
So Alexis might, just not even intending to, very unintentionally, might have her a couple of drinks too many and get relaxed. And she is friendly.
And what do you think about them as a couple, Alexis and Justin?
Oh gosh. I think she, this is what I really think. There's a whole lot of superficial subterfuge going on in front of your face. She's blaming him for this and for that and whatever. To me, she's just looking for any excuse because she doesn't really care for him. To me, she jumps on him for any and everything. And when a woman does that with a man that she knows well, and they have a whole lot of stuff going on, then you can identify the reasons, But this woman doesn't know him. This is all getting to know him. She's known him, what, 3, 4 weeks? This is all about getting to know you. And ooh, I'd like to get to know you. You know, and it's supposed to be
Beautiful
about
tone.
that. It's supposed to be about that, but it's not. It's about Justin is wrong. Justin, I'm so great and such a wonderful listener. I'm so understanding. I'm just everything. And Justin, he's just the worst. He's supposed to be responsible for all the dogs, his and mine. I leave the room. It's on him. I go to work. It's on him. I have no responsibility for anything. It's just too much. To me, she's just looking for any excuse in the world to criticize Justin in public and in private. So I'm thinking she's not really into Justin and she's not giving him a fair chance.
How about Mitch and Kristen? So I know you were a little
Go,
bit
daughter, say what you're going to say. I deserve whatever you say. Go ahead.
more, bit more sold on them, but I'm not feeling Mitch. I think
I
Mitch is
was.
unreasonable, and that's not how you act in a relationship. Listen, it has to be a 50-50. And when I say 50-50, 50-50 is not going to always be even on everything. You know, he is not willing to compromise to the extent that a partner needs to compromise in a marriage. And so I'm just not liking it. And I feel like Christian, you know, she seems like a sweet woman. And I feel like she deserves a partner who's going to meet her all the way, not 10%. And that's just kind of like the whole t-shirt or polo or whatever it was, the way he reacted about that. Most men don't even care as long as they don't even care about clean stuff. But that was a clean shirt because it was a new shirt. They don't care when they're going out. Like, oh, the woman gave it to me. Most men, 95% of men wouldn't react the way he did. I didn't like it.
Well, none of the other guys did,
Right.
proving your point. None of the other guys had anything to say, but oh, thank you, honey. Where you get this shirt? Oh, that's nice. They put it on. None of them may have actually liked it, but they did. They was like, hey, it's the shirt she gave it to me. I'm gonna wear it. It's good. Whatever. It's just a shirt. No, just and we're going out, so we have fun out here. She thought about me. Most of them took it as a kind of more positive thing. But that Mitch. Man, he was cussing and fussing and carrying on like somebody was trying to rob him. He was ridiculous.
He was on a wedding day about his hair that he doesn't
And that
have.
his bald head
And
and
it's
he and his bow
impossible.
tie that everybody that he had several people tying, and he was the one making it crooked and tugging on it,
And it's all good with the bald head. You people can rock a bald head, but the way he was acting, I'm like, you don't have any hair to act like somebody did something to
He
it.
had no hair to style. So
Talk
I
about.
it was ridiculous. No, Mitch has a poor attitude. I gave him probably, well, admittedly, I gave him more credit than I should have when he was, when he was very kind to Kristen about her the bad romance and being stood up and so forth. But man, since then he's been showing his arse even worse than before. So he no. He's got a poor attitude as well. Very bad attitude.
And finally, Nate and Stasha. So they obviously had a big blow up. And
Oh,
to me,
Stasha.
to me, Stasha
Oh.
was wanting a lot more from Nate than Nate apparently is willing to give at this point. He's at a
Stasha.
40% when he should be at least at a
But
70 or 80. She said she's at
Stasha.
an 80.
Yeah, she's at 80, he's at 40, so there's a big disparity right there. But Stasha, back up. Stasha, I love you, Stasha. You got a lot going, you're good, and everything. Nate, well, I'm not really too sure, but give him a chance to back up. Back up. Why are you constantly on him? How do you feel? What do you think? What are you doing? This and that. It's not like asking him, how do you like my dress? How do you like my hairstyle? I mean, you're asking him about his emotion. Get to know him. Once again, get to know him. Give it a chance. Everybody's, does not respond the same. It could be the same stimulus. It doesn't mean you're going to have the same reaction. So just give him a breather. You continuing to ask him is not going to make him feel any closer to you. It's going to make him feel pressured. To me, Stasha needs to just back off. She asked him several times, where we at now? What do you think? Why is it a 40? I don't want to know why it's a 40. If I have to ask, I want you and me and you to get to learn and know each other to where it's not a 40.
Well, I
She's
think.
too pressured. She's pressured, in my opinion, she's putting too much pressure on him.
Well, I think it worried me a little bit because Stasha doesn't recognize her own wealth. She's an attractive
Of
woman.
course not.
She
Wealth and worth.
and yes, and she
Absolutely.
is an
Absolutely.
educated
You are
woman.
dead
She
on with that.
is a boss, boss lady. And I
Why
just,
she feels so needy and
yeah.
clingy and thirsty, as they say.
It makes me seem that she really hasn't had many relationships, that she doesn't know how to interact with men.
Right,
Just
right.
pull back a little bit
Or
and let him come to you.
somebody has been putting a lot of negativity in her, and she's been embracing it.
I'm
No.
surprised because she's not, a young kid.
Well, see,
She's a
yeah,
woman,
but she's been focused on other things as opposed to relationships. She's been, focused on her business, which is wonderful. But now she needs to take her time. Just take her time and have her experience with Nate and see what it's going to be. And then just see how everything plays out. And then why is she already at an 80?
No, he the way he's acting, if he would get a 50, that would be a lot.
That's what I'm saying. But she needs to stop. Her continuing to ask him, and she's asked him several times already. And things are not getting better.
And he just got up and left.
And
And he
then, well,
just
you know
the way
what?
he acted.
If that situation is reversed, and I'm telling you that I'm kind of putting the brakes on, and you pumping the brakes, and you're accelerating, on the brakes, I mean, you're on the gas, you're going fast and I'm going slow, then something's wrong with the way we're reading each other, and in particular, the way you're reading me. I'm looking at Starships. It would also make me think, like, well, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you taking a minute, or whatever? And why are you so gung-ho on pushing a relationship when you're not getting that feedback from me?
We'll see what happens, but I'm very concerned about pretty much all of these couples at this point.
Stasha needs to just a little bit, just slow down, relax. Like they say, man in hurry must not rush. If you want a real relationship and something worthwhile, don't push it. Take your time and get to know them and make sure it's something that it is pretty stable.
Well, because you really defeat your own purpose.
Totally,
When you
totally,
rush and thinking
totally.
this is it, you're slowing down your own
That's right.
progress.
You
You
ran
don't
right past
realize.
all those red flags that you were supposed to
And then
catch,
and you also probably maybe might have ran past the person who would be better for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Stasha, our advice to you is to take it easy, back up off the pressure, questions and so forth, and really take your time and get to know Nate and decide whether or not this is really the path you want to take.
And I also wanted to say, like, no relationship is perfect,
Of course not.
but there's good relationships and great relationships that are good
Absolutely.
and right for you.
Absolutely.
I need to know the three things that made you smile.
Oh, you know what it is? The sun, the stars, and the moon.
All right, I'm gonna say it. I know you don't want me to mention it again because it's been maybe overkill, but to me, Serena the GOAT, you have nothing left to prove. You are a true gem. Brava to Serena. Number two on my list is.
No overkill with Serena, okay? No matter what
Okay.
I say, it's tongue in cheek. No overkill. Because
Thank
Serena,
you.
you are all that. You
And
are all that.
she deserves it. And number two, Bank of America launches a zero down mortgage for Black and Latino first time home buyers. So in cities that qualify, Detroit, Dallas, Los Angeles, and Miami, the credit score will not be taken into consideration. However, consistent rent payments, phone bills, utility, and auto insurance will be used as criteria for loan processes to consider. And this is only first-time home
Okay,
buyers.
excellent. That is
So
excellent. Come on, you got to do pay
you
something.
got to,
Come on, you got to have something, you know. But and well, then you just ain't ready.
25%.
Oh,
So in
wonderful.
those cities,
Shout
those
out
grants.
to well, shout out to them. Yeah, and they do it like a pilot program and see how it goes. Yeah, right.
I love it.
Wonderful. Shout out to Bank of America for doing something good this time. Yeah.
And finally, Russell Wilson signed a 5-year extension worth $245 million, $165 million guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Russ, we love you, Russ.
Wonderful,
You
Russ.
know,
We
good
think
luck
you're
with
worth.
you,
We think you're
Sierra,
worth
and your
even
family.
more. We love you, Sierra, and the kids. Oh
Yeah.
yeah. All
Maya, anything
right.
you want to say before we go?
Want to tell everybody to please be careful, be safe. If you know you're getting faded, have somebody else
Yes,
drive,
Labor Day weekend, guys.
okay?
So,
Or spend the night or a few nights, however many nights, you know, wherever you need to. Stay safe. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Guess what? No violence. Put those guns down. Make love, not war.
all right, guys, thanks for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram,
Special
and
Labor
Facebook.
Day edition.
Yes, or at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also All Things Peju. Guys, don't forget to visit our Etsy shop, the Bambushi Happy Hour. Guys, we're watching you. Go visit. And also check out our YouTube channel, All Things Peju. Subscribe, the home of the Bambushi Happy Hour. Guys, be safe. We love you. Thanks for all the support. Bye.
Bye.